Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
On Radio Pulpit this afternoon, gratitude, and that has been my theme for the longest of time. Brandon prays gratitude to this wonderful afternoon music selected to you, for you and I rather, by Natasha Burns. Before that, played you Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. And it says just fighting our battles. Before that, I played you Wonder of Love, Wonder of Love by Revelation, Enterprise this afternoon. Thank you so much for selecting beautiful music, Revelation Enterprises. Thank you for selecting beautiful music for us to enjoy. Thank you. Much, much appreciated. And she's also wishing us a lovely, lovely weekend. We get straight into our chat this afternoon with our guest. We are speaking to Gia Modise Moloto. Gia, good afternoon. Thank you so much for making time.
Good afternoon. I am so glad to be here. Thank you very much for having me and us.
Thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciate it. You guys are hosting a woman business business breakfast that is happening Goodlake Store on the 4th. Tell us a little bit about, this woman business breakfast. But I think before you do that, a little bit about the actual organization and how it came about.
Okay, thank you for the question. I'm from the Christian Women Business Network, the founder of the Christian Women Business Network, and Radio Pulpit is almost like a second home for us. So I'm sure some of the listeners have heard of us, but we were founded in 2017, and we are about creating a safe space for business women, for career women, for women in ministry to come together, to connect, to network towards supporting each other for thriving businesses, personal lives, and spiritual lives. So it's been going on for quite a while, and we are growing also in the areas that we have launched and created communities and business sisterhoods, and we are now heading for Klerksdorp, a place, a town that we have not been before.
Beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Before we talk about Klerksdorp, which, a place like you're saying you've never gone to, it must be quite exciting. But before we get there, how has, a platform such as Christian Women Business Network, how has this platform impacted your lives, as different business women, of course, who love Christ? How has this impacted your lives?
Personally, it has, I've never been asked that question. Thank you very much. It's always the question of how does it impact other women's lives. But for me, it has given me a sense of responsibility to my calling. You are called and then you act on the calling. And as you are actively pursuing your purpose and responding to God's calling, you then realize the importance of this role that you are called for. As I go and continue building the network, I encounter many different women from different backgrounds, in different circumstances, looking for different and unique solutions, be it on a professional level or on a personal level. So it has given me a sense of responsibility, accountability, and humility. The only way that I'm able to serve as I do can only be with humility. Otherwise, it would not work. And we are now going for 7 years. We're actually celebrating our seven-year anniversary on the 29th of the month. So it has had a great impact on my life. It has changed my life. It is my 9-to-5, not even 9-to-5. It's beyond that. It is part and parcel of my life.
Beautiful. It's beyond a 9-to-5. It's part and parcel of your life, and I suppose this is why it's doing so well. Let's talk about this edition happening in Klerksdorp. What can be expected?
The edition happening in Klerksdorp is, I'm tempted to call it a launch in Klerksdorp, but it's not a launch in the province, because we launched in the province 2 years ago in Rustenburg. and we are now going deeper into the province and heading to Klerksdorp. It's going to be a breakfast of women from different backgrounds, as we have experienced in the different areas that we have been hosting these meetings. Women that are professionals, women that are in ministry, whether they are ministry leaders or aspiring to go into ministry. Professional women, whether you're looking for a mentor, you're looking to grow in your area of profession, this is the place for you to be on Saturday, because we are calling and bringing together the three different communities of business, of professionals and ministry in one room to create an ecosystem that's going to benefit the individuals that will be there. We have powerful conversation leaders. Some people call them speakers. We call them conversation leaders because we are about creating or opening the room to have a conversation based on what the person standing in front has said. And those leaders are your Sistoli, who is in mining and construction. She's also the secretary of the Northwest Chamber of Commerce. We have Aneska, who is a business owner, Aneska Uostason. She owns a spa in Klerksdorp, and she is a good and powerful and strong and dedicated woman in ministry. She runs her own ministry. We have Dr. Valencia Andrews, who is talk business, talk ministry, talk social responsibility and development, youth development. She plays in all those arenas, and successfully and inspiringly so. So we've gathered these powerful women for them to help us to have the power networking breakfast that we are talking about. And businesses are also welcome to put up pop-up stalls.
Nice.
So you can, to come showcase what it is that you do. Are you selling, or you just want to introduce your business to the women that are coming? And if you are a business in Klerksdorp or outside Klerksdorp, you are welcome to participate in the pop-up store. It's really about having the opportunity to show what you do so that people can have that better understanding, that intimate conversation, touching and feeling your products. And, you plant seeds in their minds. They know that when the time arises for them to buy a particular thing, oh, I saw that business at the Klerksdorp Business Women Networking Breakfast. Let me contact that businesswoman or that supplier. And, there'll be facilitated networking. It's going to be fun. There'll be a word shared in the morning. We always start with the word from the Bible and praise and worship, and God then takes over and does with us and for us as he will. We leave room for him to do that for us.
Beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. And now, Skia, for someone who's listening, is this specifically for women in business or just women in general who are, you know, listening and someone says, I want to venture into business at some point in time?
It is for women in general. It is for women that are already in business. It is for every woman that wakes up and says she's going to work. Whether you sell vegetables on the side of the road, or you are a CEO of whatever corporate that is there, you are welcome to attend. There are also women that are thinking about, I want to start a business, I want to start a ministry, I feel like I'm called to be full-time in ministry. This is also a space for that kind of woman. And a woman that is maybe well experienced and matured in business, we need her to also be there, because it's not only about us that are wanting to grow, but we also want mentors to be in the room with us to help us understand how to navigate this marketplace in a successful way, and successful meaning that we are doing the right things according to us being the body of Christ in this wilderness that we call the marketplace.
It's 19 minutes before 2 o'clock on Radio Pulpit. We're joined on the line by Kia. We are speaking to Kia this afternoon, Kia Modise Moloto, speaking about the wonderful Northwest Business Women Power Networking branch, and she's telling us a little bit more about it and how you can become a part and parcel of the event. Yeah, we're going to go this way, make our way back, wrap up, and you let us know the when, the where, and when we make our way back, I just want a little bit of advice for individuals who know they're called into either business or different things, but are a bit hesitant. You'll speak to that on the other side of this.
The Northwest Business Women Power Networking Breakfast is on the 4th of May in Klerksdorp. Join Kolimo Achi, Aneska Oosthuizen, Valencia Andrews, and our very own founder, Kiyamudise Moloto, to network and make connections that matter to grow your business and career. The Northwest Business Women Power Networking Breakfast on 4 May. You don't want to miss it.
It's Radio Pulpit, your daily companion this afternoon. We're about to wrap up this wonderful afternoon with Giyamudise Moloto. Gia, just, you know, just before I played that, Hore, if someone is still a little bit hesitant, they know they have to go into, it could be business, it could be ministry or any other thing. Just a word of encouragement from you before we wrap up.
I would like to say to that person that contemplating and maybe being doubtful, that when you follow your calling, you become free. I'm not saying that going into business or starting a ministry is going to be easy, but you live a life of freedom in that you know that you are exactly where God has called you to be. And God will support you and He will guide you, because God's plan, He himself wanted to be successful. He wants us to glorify Him through the things that He has called us to do. What He has purposed us with, it is ultimately for His glory. And when we are committed to that, we live better lives. We live better spiritual lives. We find ourselves in communities and circles that care. It's what they say, birds of the same feather flock together. When you are doing what you're called to do, God creates an ecosystem to support you, to walk the journey with you. I always say to many that I speak to that the ideas and the ambitions that we have, those are the seeds of the life that God wants us to live. It's a life that He's already planned for us. So the ideas and the yearning that you have in your heart that, oh no, I want to go into teaching, or I want to start this business, or I want to start a nonprofit organization, or I want to write a book. Those small thoughts that you're having, they are seeds that are going to blossom and flourish into a life that God wants you to live, that He has planned for you. And you will be surprised at the support, at the satisfaction that you will experience, whether you are successful according to the standards of the world or not. So go for it. Trust God. Stay in continuous prayer. Have a level of certainty in your spirit that this is what God has called me for. Do not say you want to go into business or ministry because you saw somebody else do it.
Amen.
It must be rooted in your heart.
Yeah, it must definitely be rooted in your heart. Thank you so much for this. Truly appreciated. Let's talk logistics once again. Remind us where it's taking place, what time, and give us contact details for people who would like to get more information.
Wonderful. We are in Klerksdorp on the 4th of May from Shack to Sanctuary in the town of Klerksdorp. We're starting at 9:30. It is going to be an experience of empowering and inspiring and building women. And we are looking forward to it. We are excited. We are breaking new ground. And I'm looking forward to women coming from all corners of Northwest, even outside Northwest. We already have bookings from Gauteng heading to the Northwest with us. So all are welcome to book. You are welcome to contact me via WhatsApp. Contact our office via WhatsApp on 082-970-6035. 082-970-6035. 6035. Otherwise, we are on Instagram and Facebook as the Christian Women Business Network with the green and gold logo. And all our contact details are also there in a booking form you'll find on our social media handles.
Thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciate it, woman of God. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This afternoon. Lovely.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.